Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and the Calves, Text Number 2. Satamayam Sara Britam Visarago. Yet Ardhavani Shuti Chaitasamapi. Pratishanam Navya Yet Achutasya Yat. Sriyavitanam Iva Sadhu Varta. Satam of the devotees, I am this Sarabritam. Those who are Paramahansas, who have accepted the essence of life. Nisarga, feature or symptom, yat, which, artavani, the aim of life, the aim of profit, shruti, the aim of understanding, chetasamapi, who have decided to accept the bliss of transcendental subjects as the aim and object of life. Pratishanam, every moment, Navyavat, as if newer and newer, Achyutasya, Lord Krishna, yet, because, Shriya, topics of women or sex. Vitanam, of the debauchees, who are attached to women. Eva, exactly like. Sadhuvarta, actual conversation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Paramahansas, devotees who have accepted the essence of life, are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts, and He is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They're attached to such topics, just as materialists are attached to topics of women and sex. Purport. The word Sara Britam means Paramahansas. The hunks or swan accepts milk from a mixture of milk and water and rejects the water. Similarly, the nature of persons who have taken to spiritual life and Krishna consciousness, understanding Krishna to be the life and soul of everyone, is that they cannot give up Krishna Katha or topics about Krishna at any moment. Such Paramahansas always see Krishna within the core of their heart. Satam Santa Sataiva Radyeshu Vilokayanti. Kama, desires, krodha, anger, and vaya, fear, are always present in the material world. But in the spiritual or transcendental world, one can use them for Krishna. Kamam Krishna Kamarpane. The desire of the Paramahansa therefore is to act always for Krishna. Krodha Bhakta Dvesha Jane. They use anger against the non-devotees and transform vaya or fear into fear of being deviated from Krishna consciousness. In this way, the life of a Paramahansa devotee is used entirely for Krishna, just as the life of a person attached to the material world is used simply for women and money. What is day for the materialistic person is night for the spiritualist. What is very sweet for the materialist, namely women and money, is regarded as poison by the spiritualist. Sandarshitam Vishayam Vishayinam ata yoshitam cha ahanta hanta visha bhakshanatop sadhu. It is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the Paramahansa Krishna is everything, but for the materialists, women and money are everything. You have to wait and see if the class is boring before you fall asleep. Then you can fall asleep, it's legal. Yani sha sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sani sha pashuto mune. Yani sha sarabhutanam. Nisha means night. So yani sha sar, what is night for all sentient beings? Yani sha sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati means to wake up. Tasyam jagrati bhutani is the time of awakening for the self-controlled. Yani sha sarabhutanam tasyam jagrati bhutani. Actually, let's see if that's right. Yani sha sarabhutanam. You're all living entities. What is the night? It's time of awakening for the self-controlled. Yani sha sarabhutani tasyam jagrati samyami. Samyami means self-controlled. Yasyam jagrati bhutani, and what is time awakening for all living beings, yanisha sarvabhutani, tasyam jagrati samyami, yasyam jagrati bhutani, sanisha pashuto mune, is the night for the introspective sage. So one has to choose what kind of happiness one is looking for. The material world, gratification of the senses, is the happiness that one looks for. And the spiritual world, to become conscious of Krishna and to gratify his senses, to make him happy, is the happiness that everyone else looks for, that everyone looks for in the spiritual world. Now that requires experience, because the conditioned soul is accustomed to gratify his senses in the material world. Any, since that's the only happiness, that is the only happiness. So therefore, one is naturally, after many lifetimes of trying to enjoy such happiness, naturally one becomes attached to it. Just like most people would rather associate with a young lady than a tiger. Unless you're a tigress or something. Because there's obviously more pleasure for a human being with a young lady than there would be with a tiger. Or we could say, you'd rather be eaten by a young lady than by a tiger. But in the material world, everyone is hungry, and everyone sees everything as an object of the senses. Those things which are gratifying to the senses, and that depends on the mode of nature one is under. Because one is under the mode of ignorance, then what appears to be happiness is very much different from what appears to be happiness for those in the modes of passion and ignorance. In any case, the actual happiness is the fact that there is no more demands of the senses. When the senses are not demanding us to gratify them, we call that peace. And that peace is a kind of happiness. Of course, there is taste in the material world. There is smell. But ultimately, obviously, that depends upon one's senses and the modes of nature one is situated under. For instance, when a human being, I gave that example many times, that when Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda's disciples went to Burma to open a center there, they'd have their, because they like ghee and they like puris, so they cook ghee and puris. And the neighbors would complain that what is this horrible smell coming from? The smell of ghee and puris. Now, most of us, I think, we'd appreciate puris and ghee. But they had another, they had the residents there, because they were in a different mode of nature, they had a different taste. So their taste was for nafta. Have you ever had nafta? Nafta. Nafta is prepared, you take all, in the village, there are many animals that die. So you put all the animals in a pot, the dead animals, you put them on the roof. And there is sun, because the sun in Burma is quite hot, it boils the dead animals into a liquid. So then you strain off the liquid, you bottle it, and on the festival days, then you pour the liquid onto your rice as a special treat. It's called nafta, in case you go to Burma. So they like that. They have a taste for that because they're in their mode of ignorance. They hate ghee, but they love nafta, the liquid boiled animal, dead animals. Similarly, every living entity has a different taste, and therefore they have a different objects of the senses. It is said that if a beautiful woman walks down the street, then a dog looks at the woman, sees it as a good meal, as a possible meal. A lusty man will see her as an object of enjoyment, and a brahmachari will see her as a real brahmachari, as death personified. So, same lady, but according to one's position, one will see her completely different. So similarly, we have our individual senses, as Krishna says, that shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam grahanam eva cha adishnayam anakchanyam vishayam upasevate. That's the living entity, ukraman tamasitim vapunasi. Sharira yadavapnoti yatschapyukramati shraha grihivaitani samyatis vayoraganda ivashaya. The living entity in the material world, they carry their different conceptions of life from one body to the other as the air carries aroma. Thus they take one kind of body and again quit it to take another. So air is always pure, but when air is associating with roses, then it smells very sweet. But if that same air is associating with garbage, then it smells very unpleasant. The same air, but due to association, sometimes it appears to be pleasant and sometimes it appears to be unpleasant. Similarly, the consciousness of the living entity is originally pure, but by association of the modes of nature, sometimes the consciousness is cloudy, sometimes it's clear, and sometimes it's a combination of both. And according to our consciousness, we get a body which is suitable to manifest that consciousness. According to our activities, how much we recovered over in our last lifetime, then we get another body which was suitable for that type of consciousness. And if one gets the body of a dog, Prabhupada said, or a pig, then one will have to act like a pig. It's not that I carry my consciousness from my previous lifetime, and I'm actually supposed to be a human being, but somehow or another, I was put into the body of a pig. No, we were put into the body of a pig because that matches our consciousness. Nothing goes on by accident. And if we're put into the body of a demigod, then we have to act like a demigod. And it seems, for the most part, it seems completely normal to act like a demigod when you're a demigod, or a pig when you're a pig, or a human being if you're a human being. Then it seems completely normal. But actually it's all artificial coverings over our real consciousness. Our real consciousness is transcendental, spiritual. Therefore the soul, by his nature, when he's pure, he becomes attracted to Krishna, because Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure for all the senses. Krishna is beauty, Krishna's sound of his voice, Krishna's touch, Krishna's smell, aroma. Everything is transcendental and full of unlimited pleasure and happiness. But the conditioned soul, being covered by the mode's material nature, can't understand that, can't relish anything sweet. Sat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sutapta Vidya Pitotapapta Masranosra Nurochikanu Kinvadarad Anudinam Savadushta Svadikramad Bhavati Tadgula Mulahantri. The holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendently sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot relish anything sweet, it is wonderful how by chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within one's tongue, and the disease of ignorance is destroyed at its root. So the example is that if one has jaundice, has anyone here ever had jaundice? Who? You had jaundice? Did you turn yellow?
I mean, it wasn't diabetic. I don't remember so much, but I had jaundice.
Oh, okay. Did they give you sugar candy?
I don't remember anything. All I know is I had jaundice.
Oh, okay. Did they give you sugar candy?
Yes.
How did it taste? What's that? What did they give you?
I know. But it was very, very good.
Yes, sugar candy. Could you imagine someone gives you a glove gem and it tastes bitter? It'd be quite disappointing. So, when one has jaundice, sugar tastes very bitter. But as one takes the sugar candy, when it's properly prepared with the proper medicine, then gradually it cures the jaundice, and then one can understand the jaundice is cured because the sugar candy tastes sweet again. Similarly, we chant Hare Krishna, and it may not taste so sweet to us. Matter of fact, we may not taste anything when we chant Hare Krishna. Therefore, our tendency is, oh, let me get my rounds done. Shnik, shnik, ram, ram, de, 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 hey, kitty, kitty, ram, 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 ram. It's called. Machine gun japa. Hare Krishna. Because we have no taste. And why don't we have any taste? It's because we didn't add any salt to the holy name. Therefore, we think we should add a little bit more salt. No, it's because we commit offenses while we chant the holy name. Because we don't take the holy name seriously, and we don't take the offenses seriously, especially the offense of inattentiveness. Because we don't pay attention that Krishna is everywhere and we have to serve him everywhere. Therefore, even when we chant Hare Krishna, we're not in the service attitude. Because we don't practice it during the day. But the more we practice serving Krishna during the day, then actually we'll be interested in chanting Hare Krishna in such a way as sincerely ask him for loving service. Not just for service, everyone's doing something. Everyone's serving. It's not the Hare Krishna movement is the only people doing anything. Everyone else on the outside is frozen. You don't perform devotional service, you don't do anything. Now everyone's doing some kind of service. Everyone's a service, a servant. The question is whether we're doing devotional service or not. And that depends upon devotion. And it means that devotion not only to Krishna, but to everyone and everything in relation to Krishna. As soon as we stop seeing things and others in relation to Krishna, then our devotional service stops. And then that means we're committing some kind of offense. Aparad. Shrimati Radharani Appa against Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, 24 hours a day eternally, she is engaged in trying to please Krishna nonstop. And therefore it says here, Nitya Navanava Yavana, that in the spiritual world, one is interested in serving Krishna more and more because the happiness increases for everyone, including Krishna. It's not punat punas charvata charvananam, our materialistic experience, where if you do the same thing again more than one time or a few times, and after a while you're bored with it. Unless you're getting something else in return. Like sometimes people will perform some activity, not because they like the activity, but because they like what they get from the activity. But even that, life after lifetime, generally speaking, people don't carry on doing the same thing life after life, because everyone likes variety. Not only that, but most people don't get a human form of life after life, because they get involved in other varieties. Because every species has a certain sense that's emphasized. So if one wants to fly, human form of life is not a good opportunity to fly around. But if you become a bird, you can fly around and you don't have to pay for airport tax. You don't have to get permission to fly. There's no control tower. You just flap your wings and you go anywhere. And even if you become a mosquito, then not only you can fly, but you can refuel. There's so many refueling stations all around you. And it's all free. And the price never goes up. And on Sunday, after the devotees have the Sunday feast, the fuel is especially sweet. Therefore, there's endless variety in the material world for sense gratification in all the different species of life. And one will try, birth after birth, to try to get as much nectar out of the material world, squeeze as much happiness out of the world as possible. But if one gets the superior taste of Krishna consciousness, which gratifies all the senses, which is actually real happiness, yata tura mula nishe chanena, Triptyanti tatskanda bujo pushaka pranaharaschaya tatendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam atuteja. That if you water the root of the tree, then naturally the water will go to all the leaves and branches. And by supplying food to the stomach, then naturally all the different parts of the body is served. So similarly, by serving Achyuta, Lord Krishna, naturally all living entities become satisfied. Even the demigods get real happiness. But because we're covered, not only just like an iron is rusty, then the magnet is not attracted by the magnet. But when the rust is taken off, then the natural attractiveness of the magnet is experienced. So Krishna is all attractive, but because we're covered by rust of the material energy, therefore we're not attracted to Krishna as intensely as we normally are. Therefore it says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kavanoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chaitya Korye Udoy. That love for Krishna is dormant within our heart. We're all naturally lovers of Krishna. It's not like there's a few people in the spiritual world who love Krishna and we don't love Krishna. By nature, everyone loves Krishna because he's all lovable. Unlimitedly lovable. But Krishna, Prema, Nitya Siddha. So we're all Nitya Siddhas. We're all by nature, we're perfect. Krishna Prema, because by nature we have Krishna Prema. Sadhu Kavanoi, Shravanadi. So just by the process of hearing about Krishna with a proper attitude, of course, Shravanadi, Shuddha Chitta, when our consciousness becomes purified by such hearing and service, Shravanavi Shuddha Korye Udoy, then love for Krishna will arise within our heart again. So we have to learn what the proper attitude is, practice it, and at the same time, try to hear and chant about Krishna as much as possible. And if we're not hearing and chanting about Krishna, at least remember him, what we've already heard and chanted. Then gradually we'll see that there'll be a change within our heart if we take it seriously. If that's our objective, then Krishna will fulfill, because Krishna, yayatamam pravadente, whatever we're looking forward to, whatever our objective is, Krishna will satisfy that. So if we're looking forward to developing Krishna consciousness, Krishna will help us, give us all the intelligence necessary to do that. And if we're looking forward to having the best possible existence in material existence, material energy, Krishna will give us the intelligence how to do that too. And if we want to become an enjoyer of the material world, a controller of the material world, Krishna will reciprocate with that desires too. Therefore, the hearing is mostly to encourage us to get the right attitude and the right desires, the right activities, so we can experience a higher taste and therefore become more and more encouraged to go forward in Krishna consciousness rather than shnik shnik ram ram day 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 day, which will gradually make us encouraged to try out the material world, to try and chew it and see if there's some sugar left. It's like in India, they have sugar cane juice. How many have had sugar cane juice in India? You've survived. Well, you watch the grinding the sugar cane, and the flies are entering into it, and they're grinding the flies with the sugar cane. You see some serpent or a chicky, one of these, what are they called? Lizards. They kind of like find their way into it. Little extra protein. They don't charge any extra for it. And then they, after a while, they really squeeze the sugar cane. They want to get every last drop. They're much more economical and conservative in India. And then after everything, last drop is out, they just throw it onto the street. And the cows come along trying to get one last drop out of it. They chew it for half an hour and they get one drop and spit it out into the street. And another cow comes along and says, oh, sugar cane juice. Sugar cane, let's get a drop. And they chew it for 2 hours trying to get a drop out of it. And spit it out. So all day long, sugar cane is being chewed again and again and again, trying to get some kind of a drop out of it. So that's material world. Punak puna starvita charvana. We've already chewed it a million times. We've gotten every single drop we could possibly get out of it. But we think this time it'll be different. This time I'll get a whole glass full. Yes.
Sugarcane, this thing.
What's that?
I've never seen lizards in the sugarcane machine, but obviously there are lots of flies. We have some flies also being.
There's green flies and red flies and yellow flies, all kinds of flies.
But lizard I've never seen.
Well, of course you're not going to see it. They already ground it up. No one ever dies in India. It takes around 15 minutes, so they walk around, they fall over. But that's perfectly normal. Not all lizards are poisonous. So. Anyway, anything that enters in there, they grind up. I don't think it's really common that, you know, lizards kind of like dive into the sugar cane juice. Yeah, definitely flies. And bugs also. Yeah, so it's easy for them to get in. In any case, There's some juice in the sugar cane. They'll squeeze it until there's practically nothing left in the sugar in the cane. But still, someone will come along. The cows will come along and try and squeeze something else out of it. So that's material world. Someone's going to try and squeeze something out of this place. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Because if one is fortunate, one can get the higher taste of Krishna consciousness and therefore get a real experience what life is meant for. But even practicing Krishna consciousness, unless we get that higher taste, then it's not really clear what's the difference between devotional service and Krishna consciousness and just ordinary activities. And therefore one will attract it again to try to enjoy it, chew again. Chewed. Any questions, comments? So, no chewing sugar cane juice today. Okay. Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.